Tonight marks the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and while I'm not Jewish, I try never to miss an opportunity to celebrate whenever I can. This will be the year 5770, and I certainly hope things get better for all of us in Michigan, regardless of tradition. I'm actually happy the 70s are here again. If you remember, the late 60s were tough years in the conventional calendar as well. I just hope disco doesn't make a comeback. But one thing I do know is that those who don't remember the mistakes of the past are, indeed, at great risk of repeating them. We see that every day in Lansing, but there's a place you should go and take your children and grandchildren to really learn what that means. It's the Holocaust Memorial Center in Farmington Hills. It's easy enough to find. It's right off the Orchard Lake Road exit on I-696. You won't have any difficulty recognizing it. Not many buildings are wrapped in barbed wire. And as sobering as the subject is, they've made it suitable for all but the smallest children. I visited there a number of times since it opened 6 years ago. I was there again recently, partly because a colleague of mine at Wayne State, Guy Stern, became the interim director this year when the founder, Rabbi Charles Rosenzweig, suddenly died. Stern was one of Wayne State's most distinguished and most beloved professors. A warmly elfin man with a toothy smile, he was widely known for having been Marlene Dietrich's driver near the end of World War II. He was actually much closer to the great actress Lotta Lenya. But when I'd known him for some time, he told me about a boy named Gunther, who came here from Germany in 1937 when he was 15 years old to live with his uncle, a semi-employed baker. Gunther loved everything American, and he had a goal. He wanted to find a way to get his parents and sister out of Nazi Germany and bring them here to join him. But times weren't good, getting visas wasn't easy, and he had to deal with a stupid lawyer and a maddening, sometimes anti-Semitic, bureaucracy. When the war ended, he found that his entire family had been sent to the Warsaw Ghetto and killed. He was at Columbia then, and his professors said he had the makings of a brilliant German scholar. But how could he do that, he was asked. This was the language of his family's murderers. He decided, finally, that if he didn't claim German for the righteous, I'd be doing the task of the Nazis on my own. By that time, he'd dropped Gunther and was instead called Guy Stern. When they asked him to run the Holocaust Center in January, he hesitated for a moment and then said yes. After all, he was barely 87 years old. What he's doing now is trying to make it more relevant to all of Michigan, regardless of faith. He knows the time is coming when the last survivor's gone, and he knows how important it is that we never forget. Lashana Tova, my friend. Happy New Year.